I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Aligned Achiever Podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Barnes, and today we're diving into how to avoid the three common traps holding high-achieving women back in work and in life. Now, this topic is very near and dear to my heart because I have the great privilege of working with high-achieving women and a handful of men as well on their career trajectory, their career paths, whether that is to grow and lead and step up within an organization, whether that's navigating a transition into something different or something else, or whether it's about beating burnout and having the energy and time to refocus priorities towards what really matters. So if you feel like you are juggling a million things at once, and even though you're doing all the things, you feel like you're just constantly dropping the ball, I want to say, I'll be honest too, that happens to me. I am in this with you. And as a coach, I wanted to share what I see, what we can do to understand what are the common pitfalls that are out there that unnecessarily hold us back, because we don't have to be beholden to these traps. We don't have to be blind to the deeper subconscious narratives that we've somehow internalized through culture, through our childhoods, through what our expectations are for what success is and what it means. And I don't think we want to be beholden to that because we can actually do something proactive. So my intention in today's episode is to share the three ways that I see high-achieving women making work and life way harder than it needs to be so that you can get on the front foot. And I'll be sharing with you how you can actually avoid these traps by some prompts, some reflections, some questions to ask yourself so that you can begin to see how this may or may not be applying to you, but specifically how you might be able to do things differently. Now, the first thing I want to say before we dive in is that there is a nuance here when it comes to high-achieving women, which is the group that I've always been serving in my 10 years doing this business as a coach. And what I see high achievers doing is thinking that the rules don't apply to them. They have a really strong stomach to do more, be more, keep going. They have the endurance to keep on performing and they can keep on going. But trust me, I've worked with so many high achievers, whether that's after having worked in the corporate for maybe 5 or 6 years, all the way up until those final years before retirement. And let me tell you, for high achievers, if you keep on pushing and keep on going, things come back to bite you. I don't want you to get to 60 and regret that you didn't look after yourself more. I don't want you to be in your 20s thinking, oh my gosh, I have to keep up in this existing pattern of work and this existing trajectory if that's not truly something that's aligned for you. So I want you to understand that there are three common pitfalls so that you don't have to get to the point of burnout, of regret, of, oh, I wish I shoulda, woulda, couldas, right? So what are these three common traps that hold women back that make things really harder than they need to be? The first one is what I call perfectionism paralysis. So some research indicates that perfectionism among high-achieving individuals actually correlates with increased stress levels and decreased job satisfaction. So if you have excessively high standards where everything has to be perfect, you can't get things wrong, then that can lead to eventually impaired performance. And it can also lead to procrastination. Because if you're not going to be perfect, then there's a part of your mind that says, why bother? I'm just going to fail anyway. So if we can embrace the concept of good enough, I'm not saying be a slacker and just do nothing, but if you can do good enough so that you're doing enough in your role at work, you're doing enough at home, you're doing enough in your relationships, then you're going to have more productivity and greater mental well-being. So how you can actually begin to look at this and think, okay, is perfectionism running the show? Is to ask yourself these two questions. First one being, what really matters? Does that presentation that you're working on, that pitch, obviously I'm giving you an example, right? There might be a lot riding on it. Maybe you need to really win that business. You've got targets, you've got quotas. I remember that was the case when I was back in my corporate days. But what really matters? Do you have to have the perfect colors? Do you have to have the perfect look and feel? Or can it be good enough? Can you trust that you don't need to have everything on that pitch deck and you can speak to whatever challenge or whatever desire your client has, right? What really matters? And then second question is, how are you best served to use your time? Are you best served to worry about that tiny detail, that font, the exact placement of that box on that slide? Or are you better served to actually get to bed early so that you can be refreshed and energized and sharp when you're actually in the pitch the next day? I'm using that as an example. So going back to those subconscious narratives that I mentioned at the start, one of them is this assumption that more is better. More perfection, more professionalism, more refinement, more clarity. But what if the opposite were true and you just did less but better, right? What if the opposite were true? You didn't have to be perfect and do all the things to 100%. So instead of doing 10 things, you could do 8. I'm actually running that experiment for myself. As you know, I am living, breathing experiment. I'm in this journey of figuring out how to be an aligned achiever myself. And I've been thinking about how I'm using my time and how perfectionism is showing up in my business and what it is that I'm creating. And honestly, I think I've been trying to follow kind of a perfectionist model of business. I hit the wonderful milestone of 100 podcasts. And I was like, yes, the consistency, I've proved to myself I can show up and, you know, there's enough that I want to say and want to promote. But it had me thinking about what really matters in my business. And for me, when I sat down to think about it, it's really my clients and serving them. I'm best served to use my time for my clients, having the time for my client calls, allocating time for personal development and professional development, sharpening my coaching skills, looking at program delivery. How can I create the best content for my clients in the courses? And, you know, full transparency, I'm also doing more corporate coaching, workshops, facilitation, and going into that arena. And I want to allow more time for that. So going forward, I had a look at things and I realized, you know what, I was trying to add more to my plate without thinking about what really matters. And so I have come to the decision that rather than podcasting every week, like I've done for the last year or so, I'm actually going to be podcasting every other week because I want to spend more time with my clients. I want to deliver really good work in the corporate engagements that I have. And I want to focus on the real zone of genius stuff that I'm here to do. And I'll be honest, that also means allowing more time for rest and recovery and making sure I'm rested so that I am sharp and I am on the ball for my client sessions, like being a really clear vessel and being able to pick up on the nuance. That's really, really important. And I can't do that if I'm tired, or at least I can't do that very well. And so what that means is that I will be podcasting less, but my intention is to give also more quality within those podcast episodes. They might run a little bit longer than previously. And what that means for the Bounce Back from Burnout program that I've been talking about on the podcast is that I've been reflecting on how can I best serve my clients. And I've decided to change up the delivery. And it was going to be a course with some group coaching, but it's actually going to be delivered as more of a one-on-one experience now, because I believe that the real transformation happens in meeting you where you are. So that program is still in the final touches of being put on it, but basically you'll get a full course materials where you have content, you have exercises to do, you get all the materials to do the homework. You know, the high achievers love to do their homework and get their straight A's. But really where the real transformation happens is in our sessions, so that we can really unpack how that all translates for you. So again, as I've said in previous podcast episodes, get your name on the wait list. If you'd like more information, you can do that over at the show notes at SiobhanBarnes.com/104. And more is to come on that soon. And get on the wait list, because if I'm podcasting less, you won't be hearing about it so much. So I really want to make sure you're on that list so that you get all of the updates and don't miss it. So I digressed a little bit on that particular point around perfectionism paralysis, but I really wanted to give you a real life example of how that's been playing out for me in my business. And I know for you, you might not have a business, but where is perfectionism showing up for you where you're trying to do all the things? Which leads me on to point number two, the second common trap that I see that holds high achieving women back in work and life and makes things harder. And that is this real superwoman syndrome, the thought that you can do it all, have it all at the same time. I talk about this in the podcast as well in previous episodes when I talk about the perfect woman imperative. And when we're trying to reach an ideal, right, of the superwoman who can do it all and do it all on her own, who doesn't need any help. Honestly, that's baked into the subconscious narratives around women having to be self-sufficient, not asking for help and really being the helpers to others. And what happens when you have that role is that you can really build stress, right? Juggling your career, your family, your personal life without support. That can really lead to decreased job satisfaction and overall life satisfaction. So it's really important that you are kind of dropping this narrative of the superwoman and making sure you're prioritizing your well-being. Like I shared in my example, I'm going to cut back on the podcasting so I have a bit more time to do my coaching, but also look after myself so I can be the present and the best coach I can be in that time. But equally boundary setting for long-term success and happiness. And that's really around cutting out what isn't really worth your time and doing more of what is. So the problem here is not so much about perfectionism and trying to be perfect and perfect what you do. This point is really about just having too much on your plate in the first place, trying to tend to too many things. And when you're overloaded, it can lead to analysis paralysis, it can lead to overwhelm, decision fatigue, and you can absolutely have great systems and structures in place, which I am 100% down for. If you have done the Bounce Back from Burnout program or you did the Work-Life Design program back in January, you know that I gave you those frameworks. But sometimes you're just trying to do way too much in the first place. So rather than, what's that analogy? Rearrange the chairs on the sinking Titanic. Let's look at what you actually really need to be prioritizing and focusing on. And actually, that brings me to my next point, that one of the pillars of the Bounce Back from Burnout framework comes from the work of Greg McKeown, who wrote a fabulous book, which I've spoken about before, called Essentialism. And he says, only once you give yourself permission to stop trying to do it all, to stop saying yes to everyone, can you make your highest contribution towards the things that really matter? The way of the essentialist is the relentless pursuit of less, but better. Oh, I just love that. So you can see how that really piggybacks off the first point around perfectionism, right? But the superwoman wants to do it all. So my question for you here, so that you can avoid this trap, is to ask yourself this question. What do you want to focus your energy on for the next 3 months? What really matters in this season of your life and work? If you're not sure what I mean by seasons, I've identified three seasons that we cycle through in our life and careers, and they're not linear. You're going to go from one to the other, to another, to another. The three in quick summary are the growth stage, which is very self-explanatory. That's when you're focused on work, trying to move up the ladder, perhaps. Maybe you're going for gold. You're really going for like that leadership position. The second season is about reinvention, when things change. You know, maybe you've had a baby, maybe you're an empty nester, maybe you're going through perimenopause or menopause, or you are divorcing or getting married, or you're moving countries, right? We go through so many life changes and reinventions, but we don't have the tools to figure out how to navigate that. And then the third season is when you're focused on a bit more balance. You want that work-life integration and you're actually taking your foot off the gas a bit and just trying to reprioritize what's important, including your mental and emotional health. So if you want to hear more about that, I won't elaborate here, but make sure you go and check out episode 21 of the podcast. I'll link to it in the show notes, but quick one, you can just put in to your Google browser, siobhanbarnes.com/21. That's the number 21. So when you can know what season you're in, then you know what your focus is and you can answer yourself the question of what do you want to focus your energy on for the next 3 months? And when you choose your focus, then you stop confusing yourself, right? You're not setting conflicting goals that go against each other. The third and final trap that I wanted to mention is the fear of failure. So obviously, we don't want to fail. We don't want to make a mistake. We don't want to get things wrong. And as adults, this becomes even more apparent. It becomes something that feels very high risk. And part of the reason I think perfectionists and, you know, the perfect women try and stay small and don't take action is the fear of failure, is the fear of not measuring up. So we try and do it all and make ourselves wrong if we don't, or we don't focus on our own dreams and desires for fear of messing up. But if we are to embrace a growth mindset, which is all of that beautiful work by psychologist Carol Dweck, we want to embrace that growth mindset that this is a part of the journey. Mistakes are actually lessons and learnings. And if we can be more comfortable with failure and being outside of our comfort zone, that's when we can build resilience. And that's when we can innovate in the face of setbacks. Failure is just a part of it. We have to test things out. Got to go get feedback. We've got to iterate our way forward. And I think this applies to the work of DEI in the workplace as well. How can women progress and how can we have policies that allow everyone to thrive within organizations? It requires this growth mindset. It requires messing up. It requires iterating our way forward to clarity. So my question for you here is, what are you secretly putting off or spinning your wheels on? Is it a potential business idea? Is it a desire to dive into further education and push beyond your comfort zone? Do you need to cut something or someone out of your life that's draining or depleting your energy? So just identify, like, what is it that you're secretly putting off or spinning your wheels on? And spoiler alert, everybody has something in their life that's going on. There is no perfect place. There's always that next destination. I think that's an illusion that you've made it once you get to a certain point. There isn't. We're just hardwired to grow and evolve. So if you think that there's an end point, there isn't. So let yourself go there and get honest. What are you secretly putting off or spinning your wheels on? Once you've identified that thing, then ask yourself, what are you most worried will happen if you go ahead? Right? I'll give you that example for me with the podcast. I'm like, I know I need more time to focus on my clients and to focus on this corporate work that I'm wanting to do more of. And at this season of my life, my weekends are sacred with my kids. So what was I most worried about if I cut back on the podcast? That I will lose engagement, that I'll lose connection, that suddenly things will be very different and I'm messing up with something that works. So that's what I'm worried about, in full transparency. And then the next question you want to ask yourself is, what's the cost of ignoring this desire or this want? It could be your sanity, your well-being, your integrity, wasted thought loops and energy spiraling in circles. Spoiler alert, that's mine. So for me, if I'm to continue ignoring this, actually, I will burn myself out. So that's my well-being. I will make things much more complicated than they need to be. And I will dilute the potency of my coaching as a result. So what is it for you? There is a cost. Even if you're not doing the thing, you can make a decision around what's next. So you don't have to do the thing, right? For me, yes, I'm going ahead and I'm cutting back on how many podcast episodes I'm publishing. But you know, for you, you might look at it all and go, you know what, that's too high risk. Or maybe there's an iteration. Maybe I don't quite do that thing and I can adjust here. But there are only three decisions that you can make. And that is yes, no, or still deciding. Not maybe. Maybe keeps us stuck. Please, please, please don't stay stuck. Okay, there you have it. That's a wrap for today. Today we talked about how to avoid the three common traps that I see high-achieving women making that hold them back from their life and work and that make things so much harder than they need to be. We spoke about perfectionism paralysis. We spoke about superwoman syndrome, and we spoke about the fear of failure. And I gave you some questions to ponder. Take a moment to ask yourself, are you making things harder than they need to be? Why? Is it perfectionism? Is it superwoman syndrome? Is it fear? Use the prompts I mentioned today to get clarity. So for a quick reminder, if you need those and you didn't quite catch them. First one, what really matters? Second, how you best serve to use your time? Next one, what do you want to focus your energy on for the next 3 months? What season are you in your life, in your work? Next question, what are you secretly putting off or spinning your wheels on? And follow-up questions to those, what are you most worried will happen if you go ahead? And what's the cost of ignoring this? If you want support to move forward, maybe you're on the path to burnout or you're just ignoring those feelings of stuckness, please don't suffer in silence. Don't stuff it in a box and expect it to go away. It really won't. Seek support. And if after hearing those questions and getting those answers, whether you've journaled or you've kind of reflected on those back to yourself, if you want more info on the Bounce Back from Burnout program or just want my support with where you're at, send me a DM, an email, check out the waitlist for the Bounce Back program, all of which are over at the show notes at SiobhanBarnes.com/104, and we'll figure out your plan to clarity and how you can move forward. So I hope you'll join me in my experiment to do less but better. And my goal and intention is to be able to simplify in order to amplify. And as always, please feel free to share with me what your biggest takeaway is, what you're going to be implementing. You can come and find me over at LinkedIn. My name is Siobhan Barnes, or at Instagram at I am Siobhan Barnes. Thank you so much as always for tuning in. And please remember, you are here for a reason, beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.